the KQ Morning Show.
Oh, in some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. Now this little song, it's more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ear. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind. Sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes me feel mellow. Yeah.
Cue the new hotkey.
Hold on. Find it. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Those two couldn't hear it. Tim's the only one that could hear it. It is 9:24 at Classic Rock KQ. KQ Morning Show. It's time for the BevCraft Beer Break with the Cedar Lounge. We have Frank, we have Tim, and we have Lori joining us in studio with Harbor Hops. Lady and gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
So where would we like to start?
Well, we're just BevCraft is into the business of helping brewers keep it independent and keep it local and keep people drinking local beer. So with that, we invited Lori from Harbor Hops here, who's a local hop producer, to come and share a little bit about that very industry, growing hops, and what it takes to grow them around here.
Well, and Lori, it just seems like the past 10, maybe 20 years, hops are all the rage now. You always heard about them, but now it's such a science, you know, where the hops come from, how they're grown, so forth and so on. First off, how do you get into the hops business? Because that's kind of living the dream for me.
It is living the dream for sure. We got into it about 5 years ago. We have a farm up in Two Harbors, and it kind of started because we love beer, first of all. We had a great appreciation for the craft, and my husband, Ryan, is a biology major, and he's great at growing. We were growing it in our backyard, and they were doing wonderful. He was looking to get out of the 9-to-5, kind of a back-to-the-land thing, so we started small. And it's been working 5 years later.
And so I'm assuming you distribute hops to all sorts of independent breweries.
Yeah, we do to breweries, and then we also do to home brewers. The Duluth Home Brew Supply has been a great supporter of ours. We also sell rhizomes to people who want to grow their own hops. So there's varied markets for being a hop farmer.
How wide is the spectrum of hops that you're able to grow in this particular environment?
Great question. We have been able to grow everything we tried. We have 17 varieties now, but we started with 19 varieties. The only two that didn't work were Neo One and Neo Mexicana. And turns out we should have known from the name that it's a little too
like
cold
dry
up
climates,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We should have known. But the good thing, we could sell the rhizome, so it wasn't a loss. But it's been awesome that everything else has done just fantastic, even this close to Lake Superior.
Well, all I know is when I have beer, the hoppier, the more aromatic, if for lack of a better term, the stankier them hops, the more I like that beer. And I know you guys are pouring it at the Cedar Lounge.
Yeah, absolutely. We love hoppy beers as well. And you know, as a brewer, I love brewing with local ingredients when we can get them.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's great to be able to support people like Harbor Hops.
Yeah. So what do you guys have happening at Cedar Lounge?
Well, Cedar, this week we have the great Charlie Parr is going to grace our stage on Wednesday. So we're really excited about that. But at the Cedar Lounge proper, we're putting in a draft line. 16 taps will be on our bar, and so we'll be able to do more locally produced draft beer. So that's exciting. Along with that, on Tuesday is the Earth Rider Brewing Company groundbreaking. That's going to happen on, with the officials. It's right at the base of the High Bridge.
All right, perfect. Before we wrap it up, if people want to find out more about you, Lori, and they want to find out more about Harbor Hops, how do they do so?
We actually have a website, harborhops.com, and then we also do social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just email us, too.
Yeah, and the same can be said for Cedar Lounge.
CedarLounge.beer and Earth Rider.beer. That's
all right. Perfect.
The Dodd beer is the greatest ever.
That is.
I wish I'd have bought that about 20 years ago.
Yeah. Big line, though, huh? 16 lines going in. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
Congratulations.
With that one. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a wonderful Memorial weekend. Stay
you
safe.
Too.
Enjoy your beer. And thanks for coming in,
Lori.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.